Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our program. Today, another episode of Bob's Musings on Life. You know what I'm talking about, those unimportant matters that nevertheless affect our daily living and annoy the you-know-what out of us. Have you ever been to a supermarket, noticed a really short line compared to the longer lines, and then you get into the short line, obviously, you come to realize, only after it's too late, that the line was short for a reason. The problem is the one customer in front of you. Either a credit card that will not clear, or 75 questions from the customer to the cashier. I'm telling you, they ought to put up a sign, limit, no more than 70 questions per customer. There are one or two people in line waiting to get through anyway. Or maybe it's just a price check. They take forever. Finally, you realize the line is short only because all previous customers in this line left out of frustration to find other lines. The supermarket mirage. That's what I call it. The supermarket mirage. And yesterday was the granddaddy of them all. This time, the generous store, which gives you points and rewards if you have a phone number registered with them. Well, the guy in front of me has such a number. The guy in front of me has half of his groceries already scanned, and he's the only one in front of me, which, of course, is why I took the bait. Oh, wait, the guy suddenly says, I accidentally typed in the wrong phone number. He typed it in before the transaction was even completed. So half his groceries were scanned. The other half weren't scanned. The cashier says, no problem. At which point he stops what he's doing. He goes to the groceries already scanned and individually rescans each and every item. The guy had about 50 items. How do I know that? I counted them. Of course I counted them. I had the time to count them. There was nothing else to do. And then there are other reasons. Sometimes I need to stop and do a price check. That takes forever. But it's heavenly. It's heavenly because heaven exists in eternity and you think about eternity while they're doing the price check. Of course, there is another reason today for long lines at stores or Starbucks or other coffee shops. The app. Yes, the smartphone special app invented to make life easier. Invented to make transactions faster. Either an app coordinating with that specific establishment or a credit card, a general credit card without the actual card being accessed through the smartphone instead. Yeah, sounds great. And I know the day is coming when that's going to be the only way we can pay. The other day I was at McDonald's going through the drive-thru. There were about five cars ahead of me. And of course, they're on the intercom. I hear every one of them. Hi, will you be paying with your app today? No. Next car. Hi, will you be paying with your app today? No. Hi, will you be paying with your app today? No, it goes on and on and on. Of course, I wasn't paying with my app either, but we will. They really want you to use those apps because they are so convenient. They make the line go faster, right? Only one problem. The line doesn't go faster. It goes slower. I do a lot of work at Starbucks. If I had a dime for every time the person in front of me was trying to bring up the app on his unstable computerized phone, well, I could open up a new Starbucks account or a new Starbucks card. Or instead of the card, I could make things simpler by downloading it as an app. Gotta love those apps. This is Bob Siegel making the apps obvious.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.